Hi, you're listening to This Is Not Your Practice Life. I'm your host, Macy Renee, and we are going on a journey together, my friends. I'm a certified life and emotional intelligence coach. And if you really want to step into your highest self, there are a few non-negotiables you're going to have to learn. And I am just the person to help you do it. No matter your past, I'm here to help you create a more fulfilling future. So stick around with me. Not only will I teach you how to navigate your brain's daily mind drama, but I'll help you actually understand your mind, your emotions, why you do the things you do, and why others do the things they do. Most importantly, I'll help you build the self-awareness skills to create whatever results you want. It's never too late to change the trajectory of your life. After all, this is not your practice life. Hello, welcome back to another episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. My name is Macy, and I am so excited that you're joining me today. All right, let's just get into it. Let's be super transparent. If this is your first time on the podcast, I'm just going to go on a little tiny bit of a rant because I'm feeling all of the feelings. So I just recorded 2 podcast episodes for you guys. And both of them were about 20 minutes long. And after I recorded each of them, like they were done, they just needed to be edited a little bit and then they could have been released for you in place of this one. And I hated the first one. So I deleted it and I was like, I'm going to try again. And I did a second episode and I was like, I hate that one. I'm going to delete that one. And so for the last 5 minutes, I've been sitting here pouting, becoming increasingly frustrated. And feeling just so agitated with myself that I can't seem to like get out a topic that actually feels good to me for this week. Like the ones that I just did, I'm sure there were nothing wrong with them. And I'm sure that there would have been people who would benefit it, people who would have benefited from them. See, I can't even talk because I've officially been talking for like 40 something minutes and have no work to show for it. So I feel like I can hardly formulate a sentence. But the reason that I'm coming on here now and recording for the third time is because I feel like this is a perfect example of something that a client actually asked me about a week or two ago on their coaching call. So the client told me, I hear you say all the time that I need to feel my feelings. And I feel like I am feeling my feelings, I think. But honestly, whenever I start feeling angry or sad or the need to cry, I actually realize I don't know what to do next. I don't know what to do with the feeling. What do you do with it? And a lot of my clients actually ask me this, and I experience this a lot as an emotional intelligence coach, right? So I thought, while I am in my own emotion, why not talk about this? Because I guarantee you it will be helpful for someone else when they're going through emotions. And you're not going to like the answer, because I don't like the answer, which is you just let the feeling be there, okay? You let the emotion be there. When negative emotion comes up, you allow it to be present. You don't run from it. You don't buffer. You don't find something to distract you from feeling it. It's not the time to go drink alcohol. It's not the time to get on your phone and scroll on social media. It's not the time to watch Netflix and movies or to shop online on Amazon and order 10 things to make you feel better. It's not the time. When emotions bubble up, they're there for you to actually move through for a reason so that it can actually exit your body, okay? So you can process it and allow it to leave so that there's nothing compiling or getting messy and complicated by you shoving it down and storing it for later. And that is what we do as humans a lot of times. We feel an emotion, we don't like it, we don't know what to do with it. We don't know how to sit with it or know that it's actually better for us to sit with it and feel the discomfort. And so we go do distracting things. We start cleaning our house to feel better. We, you know, jump into Instagram and watch hours of reels. We go on Netflix and we binge. We go grab a glass of wine or a beer to decompress and to de-stress. You know, we start scrolling and thinking about all the things we want to buy, and maybe we even get a little, you know, button happy and start buying things that we don't even need, okay? And we do this to get that quick kind of dopamine hit of, I was feeling like shit. Okay, I'm whispering. Sometimes y'all listen with your kids, so I apologize if the kids are in the car right now. But sometimes we feel this way, and you know, we know what that we don't like it. Humans do not like feeling uncomfortable emotions. Our brain ultimately starts freaking out when negative emotions are present because we haven't grown up in a society that really has shown us and taught us that emotions are a part of the human experience. Emotions are normal. There's going to be emotions that come up in every scenario of our life, but there are emotions that give us maybe like a happy feeling, and then there are emotions that give us an uncomfortable sensation that we don't know what to do with. So for instance, what's the first thing that happens when we start having anxiety? We freak out and we try to run away from the anxiety. The truth about anxiety is that it is just a sensation in our body with our brain signaling that something has gone wrong, even if that is not true. And the feeling of it, the sensation that we get through our body is so uncomfortable that we want to do everything that we can to run away from it. And what happens when we run away from our anxieties, or we run away from our sadness, we run away from our anger, or we bury it and we push it down, is that the fact of the matter is that it gets stored in our body. It doesn't actually go away, okay? It's just kind of like, I call it putting it in the locker, okay? So you start shoving stuff in your locker and then putting on the combination lock. And it feels better temporarily because you're not looking inside of the locker. But that doesn't mean that your locker is not filled to the brim with a bunch of crap. And eventually there comes a day, even if that day is 30 years later, 40 years later, 50 years later, where a lot of my clients kind of come to me from, and they're like, I feel horrible. I'm like, my life feels terrible. I don't know what to do about it. And basically what I tell them, I'm like, okay, break open that lock. We're going to go through the locker. And they're like, oh no, I don't want to do that. I don't want to open the locker. There's a lot of stuff in there. And I'm like, I know, but your locker being totally full, it has no room for anything else. It's got a lot of junk in there that's not actually useful. And you can't put anything good in there until you clean it out. So we're going to have to break open the lock and pull it out. We're going to have to just empty out all of the crap. And for the client, and this was me included as a client, like when I was a client for my coach, I'm like, I'm not opening that damn locker. Like, there is so much shit in there. I am not doing that, you know? And basically it's like, well, then nothing is going to change for you. Like, in fact, you're probably going to start feeling worse because everything that you've got buried in that locker is going to start making you physically ill, physically sick. So you have to start cleaning it out. You have to start addressing it, looking at it, feeling the feelings, sitting with the feelings. You can't keep running away, closing the locker, putting the combination lock on it, and pretending that nothing's in there. You can't keep doing that. And I did that for a really long time. Unfortunately for me, unfortunately, all in one, is that I could only last 24 years with a filled up locker before I knew it had to open, or things were not going to be good in my life. I was not going to be in a good place. And sometimes that happens at all different ages. So I have clients that come to me, a lot of times they might be early 30s, mid 30s, clients in their 40s, clients in their 50s, even clients in their 60s that are like, I can't. I have been pushing stuff in my locker for so long. I feel like trash. I need someone that is going to stand by me as I clear this out. I need to know what is in there and why it's in there and how to get rid of it permanently so that I'm not just shoving it in the back of the locker for later. that is the best way that I can describe like what we tend to do as humans with emotions. So what I wanted to do so bad, and I wish you could see me right now, I'm like gripping my mic with the death grip. I wanted to so badly shut my laptop after recording those two episodes that I hated and after deleting them and just be like, F it. You all are not going to get a podcast episode until I feel good again. Like until I feel like I feel inspired or motivated, you're just not going to have one. And the thing about it is I was also feeling agitation. I was feeling disappointment. I'm feeling a little bit of fatigue and a little bit of like, you know, brain fog. And I could give myself permission to like close the computer, take some deep breaths, try tomorrow. But the fact of the matter is, I know I have a long, busy day coaching clients tomorrow. I know I have a long, busy coaching day the next day coaching clients. And I do want to get an episode out. I do want to be consistent. So instead, what I did is I sat with my feelings, feeling like absolute garbage of, oh, this is so frustrating. Sometimes being an entrepreneur, being, you know, a content creator, whatever you call a podcaster, is really freaking hard. And you know what? It's okay that it feels hard. There's no problem with it feeling hard. And just because it feels hard doesn't mean I need a glass of wine or doesn't mean I need to go watch movies in bed. That would be the easier thing to do right now. I would love to go upstairs and just binge something, right? Or feel better. I actually really just want to go get a tea from Raising Cane's. That's like my comfort drink of all things. It's actually not alcohol at all. I actually am at a point in my life where I think I could eliminate alcohol altogether and be totally okay because I don't necessarily feel good whenever I have it. And so I'm definitely someone that I've never been a big drinker anyways, but I definitely drink in more moderation now with a lot of consciousness because I'm like, why am I making these choices? Like, you know, sometimes a glass of red wine sounds good, but then it's like I pay the repercussions for it. So my vice, I guess you could say, being stressed, all I want right now is to go to Raising Cane's and get me a half sweet, half unsweet with no ice. That is my jam. And whenever I'm feeling a type of way, that, you know, that's kind of what I want to do to go feel better. And I'm not allowing myself to do that. I'm sitting with the emotion and I thought I would kind of work through it and process it and teach it to you guys because a lot of clients say, like, I feel the feeling and it feels like trash, but I don't really know what I'm doing with it. Like, what is it doing? And I'm like, it's sitting there inside of you. Like, that's what it's doing. You're not distracting yourself. You're letting yourself sit with it. It sounds so silly and it may seem super unuseful, but actually sitting with it and letting yourself feel all of it and not running away from it is how you start to process that emotion. You just let it be there. You befriend it instead of resist it, no matter how hard it feels. So when I have anxiety, instead of running away from it and trying to distract myself, what I do is I take very deep breaths and I put a hand on my chest and I put a hand on my belly and I tell myself, you are safe, you are loved, you are okay. And I just keep breathing and I repeat that to myself over and over and over again. And I don't do any kind of buffering to try to distract the anxiety or remove the anxiety. I breathe through the anxiety for as long as it takes until it dissipates. So remember that uncomfortable emotions or those emotions that just don't feel good in your body, they're just vibrations. They're just sensations. And if you can get more comfortable leaning into every sensation in life, then there is not going to be a lot that limits you. The things that limit us in our life and the things that rob us of what is actually possible for us to create in our life, more money, a thriving business, changing jobs, an increase in pay, having you know, great relationships, great communication, being a better parent, whatever the situation may be, really what robs us of that, if you don't have some, you know, a form of those right now in your life or a form of one of those in your life that you're happy with, it's usually because the thought of creating it or being able to create it feels impossible. And your brain has almost collected limiting beliefs to keep you from trying in order to keep you from feeling uncomfortable sensations and uncomfortable emotions. So when you can actually lean into those uncomfortable sensations and emotions, there's nothing that will actually limit you in your life, in your business, in your career, in your family life, in your relationship life, all of that. And that is something that is so hard for us sometimes as humans to lean into when we're in real time feeling like crap. So I hope that this episode was helpful. I already, you guys, feel so much better just having allowed myself the 5 minutes to be in the funk of it all, and then what they call like transmuting it into something that could really serve someone else. And in the process, just talking this out, it has dissolved up and out of my body. Like it doesn't even feel, I don't feel right now like I did 15 minutes ago. And that is an incredible feeling to know I didn't just slam my computer shut, stomp upstairs, you know, or get in my car and drive to Raising Cane's to go get some tea. Like I actually sat with it and processed it. And this was a very silly, mild situation of emotions, but think about the big ones that sometimes we shove down, like finding out horrible news with our partner or something that really makes you sick to your stomach, or a family member saying something to you that just breaks your heart into pieces, or tragic things happening, like a death in your family to someone you're close with. Those moments are when it's the easiest to buffer and the easiest for us to disassociate and to kind of go into autopilot survival mode. And that's what I was really, really good at for most of my life before I found a coach. And I say really good at in the sense of, while I was good at shoving things down, I wasn't actually good at coping, and I wasn't actually good at feeling my feelings. And therefore, by the time I was 24, I was really, really, really sick of my life. Like I just knew that I couldn't keep going. And that is in turn, like I ultimately decided to lean in and do the hard things and feel those really hard emotions I had buried all of my life in order to get to the place that I'm at now. And to be able to even help you guys 201 or 202 episodes later, in addition to coaching a bunch of clients and helping them change their life. So move through the emotions. There are beautiful, amazing things on the other side of feeling the feelings and processing the feelings rather than distracting yourself from your feelings. And I'm glad that my two little annoying hiccups tonight could in turn create an episode that maybe one of you really needed a reminder for or really needed to hear. So thank you so much for being here, and I will talk to you really soon. Hey there. Thank you so much for joining me on today's episode of This Is Not Your Practice Life podcast. If you'd like to connect on social media, you can find me on both Instagram and Facebook at Macy Renee Coaching. And if you want to stay up to date on all of my offers, announcements, and inspirational emails, you can join my email list at MacyRenee.com. In addition, if there's a way that I can further support you in your coaching journey, you can schedule a free 60-minute consult at MacyRenee.com. anytime you want, so we can discuss the best options for you. I look forward to seeing you next week, and I hope you have an amazing day. Bye.